Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and feel instant relief as you connect with your intuition. Intuition plus feeling plus perception equals insight to give you all the answers you need from within. We are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We are bringing you inspiring stories from visionaries, authors, speakers, energy shakers and movers that I have encountered in this grand adventure, sharing information from Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Method Mastery. And as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. My guest today is Yuen Method practitioner Patty Kennedy. I met Patty several years ago, and since then she has attended several of my seminars, and it's assisted me in sharing this information, that it is never too late to live the life you were meant to. All you have to do is get out of your own way. Patty has studied many modalities, including the Yuen Method, Reiki, Soul Voice, Sound Healing, and she has been involved in putting it into practice group with other energy movers, but has yet to hang her shingle out to the general public. Patty is a recently divorced mother of four children and works in the 8-to-5 corporate world. She utilizes her energy and clearing skills on a day-to-day basis in her work. Her job is to build bridges between departments and to solve problems and build cooperation. Since embarking on her journey with the Yuen Method, she has lost 50 pounds, found her confidence, and the love of her life. She is a positive, outgoing person whose motto is, if you see someone without a smile, give them yours. That's courtesy of Dolly Parton. So I just want to welcome you, Patty, to the The Truth is Funny. Good morning.
Good morning, Colette.
You know, Patty, there comes a point in everyone's life where we come to a crossroad, and it's when we realize that we are going through the motions of living without, you know, the expression of our heart's path. And as my dad, Maurice, used to say, that's when we shift or we get off the pot. What was that defining moment for you?
Well, one of the defining moments, I was always interested in otherworldly things from a very young age. I had a near-death experience in 1991 where it kind of reignited that desire to know more about life and belief that there were more things out there, and started buying books like The Celestine Prophecy and studying Reiki and figuring out again that there's more to life out there, and I'm not afraid of death, but I don't want to meet death not having lived life.
That's a good plan. And you know, like, you and I have known each other for quite some time now. Do you want to, you know, how was it that we met?
Well, my first experience with you, Colette, and the Yuen Method was kind of a crappy experience. You and I were in for fun burlesque troupe where is kind of a different way to get some exercise and get out there and have girl time. And we had a recital akin to, you know, little kids doing their dancing. And I was feeling horribly uncomfortable in the corset that I was wearing because I was terribly constipated. And I had only just met you because you were in the other, there's two troops, and you were in the other troop. And you were casually hanging out on the floor, and I was complaining about not feeling good. And you said, I can help you with that. And I said, what do you mean? And you're like, well, I can help you with that. I do this thing. And I said, okay, well, I'll take any help I can get. Well, we had an early afternoon performance that you had helped me. And then I went home, and I was supposed to be back for the 7 o'clock performance. I didn't think that I was going to make it back because you were helping me so well, I didn't think I was going to get out of the washroom. So that was my first experience.
That's so funny. The reason for that is when we are clearing energy, whether it's physical energy, if someone has physical pain, or they have pain that's, you know, emotional pain, you know, psychological pain, you know, and even spiritual pain. You know, what happens is when we clear that energy, it needs to leave the body in a way. And one of the fastest ways is through the colon. And, you know, it's really interesting because when people are in a place where they are not feeling that they're able to speak their truth, that and so they are not able to express themselves from that, you know, from with through their voice, quite often they will also be constipated at the other end. And it's because what happens is we're holding all this energy in our body, and whether we're aware of it or not, if something's bothering us and we're not consciously aware of it, it's kind of like it slows all of the systems down in our body, and it makes it really difficult for us to move, you know, our energy, and it makes it difficult for us to feel comfortable in our physical body. So, you know, that's really funny. I remember that. You know, I had started doing the belly dance shortly after I started the Yuen method. What happened for me is I was so shy, and I wanted to be able to get out and speak in public. And I had been bullied in school, so I was like terrified to go out there. And I phoned 3 years in a row to take belly dance classes, and I'd hang up when the instructor said hello. And I'd say, oh, maybe next year. And it was shortly after, you know, I started working with the Yuen method that I gained the confidence to call and go. And, you know, and then, you know, the burlesque dancing is a lot of fun because it's the, you know, like it's the old fashioned burlesque, you know, where you don't give yourself away, and it's fun, and you hide behind umbrellas, and you know, it's a gathering of women, as you said, getting together and celebrating their divine feminine divinity in a really fun way. And, you know, it was so cool. And you had so much confidence about going out there to dance. And I remember thinking, oh, well, that's no problem. I can make you comfortable. But, yeah, I remember that. That was so much fun.
Well, so, you and know, then after that, it was kind of, it was a while before I had another Yuen experience. And again, it was to do with burlesque, and I was supposed to be doing my first solo, and I was scared out of my mind, and I had injured my foot, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to pull out. But knowing all that I know about spirituality, I realized that I was doing this to myself, and a mutual friend of ours said to me, well, you know Colette, don't you? You need to call her and get her to work on your foot. And previously, when I had broken my foot, I had to wear an air boot all summer before I could walk properly on my own. When I called you, you worked on me for 3 days. I ended up wearing high heels for 5 hours the day of the performance, performing with no problems, and haven't had a problem with my foot since then. So after that, I was sold, and I thought, I need to know more about this thing.
You know, that's really interesting because this isn't uncommon when we're stepping into our potential. Most people, you know, operate maybe between 3 to 4 to maybe 7% of their potential. the vast majority of the time. And here we are, we're infinite beings, and the universe sees us as infinite beings with infinite potential. And what happens is, you know, as people get close to their absolute best and they push themselves, you know, in a way where they're going to strengthen themselves through challenging themselves, quite often that's when, you know, things will happen, things will come up where, you know, oh, you know, I can't do it. There's, you know, I've, you know, met many people that, you know, like say carpenters that get allergic to dust, so they can't be carpenters anymore, or hairdressers that get allergic to the chemicals and they can't do hairdressing anymore because they can't handle the hairspray. And it's kind of like people self-sabotaging themselves with their thoughts instead of strengthening themselves with their thoughts. And so that's really cool. I you know, because we've known, how long have we known each other for now? About 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's like kind of, that's such a cool, I forgot about that.
Well, I didn't,
yeah, because
that
was so
really
swollen,
was the turning
and for
point
you to
for
be
me.
In those high heels. Oh, my goodness.
That was definitely the turning point for me, Colette, because, you know, I had always, you know, turned to Reiki, and Reiki definitely got me through some difficult times. I had lost my daughter to a brain tumor when she was 5 in 2007, and it got me through that. But what I found with the Yuen method is it truly is so fast. So I joke and I say it's like putting my Reiki on crack, like it just so fast. And I thought, well, I need to learn how to do this for myself. And that's how I ended up here.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is UN Method practitioner Patty Kennedy. Women who dance together, stick together. We are joining forces today to clear some serious energy so that more fun, less suffering struggle for the planet. If you have a bother, you can call in to 1-800-930-2819 and get neutral. So 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to talk to you some more, Patty, about what we were discussing before the break, about what you were going through and, you know, the loss of your daughter and what that was like for you. And I also want to say before you begin, I want to say a big thank you to you for being able to talk about this, because that's one of the greatest losses that anyone can go through. And how brave of you to come on and speak about it so that you can empower other people to move through it.
Thank you, Colette. Definitely that was a huge turning point in my life. One of my best friends is a public health nurse, and I had three sons, and I love my sons, but I wanted a daughter so bad. And she said to me, "I have never met a woman who wants a daughter as badly as you." And Alex came into my life very, very late. She was a wonderful blessing. And when she was just before her fourth birthday, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and her prognosis was not good. So losing her was absolutely devastating to our whole family. And I was able to be off with her for the year that she was sick. So we had a lot of time together, a lot of quality time together, a lot of time to learn the spiritual lessons. She was a wonderful little girl, and one really thing that stood out to me is one day I had said to her, "You know, how did I get so lucky to have you in my life?" And she said, "Oh, Mommy," she said, "I chose you a long time before I came into this world. I was in your heart dancing with my brothers at your wedding." She was an amazing little girl, and losing her, I did go on antidepressants, and I kind of dumbed down my life for a couple of years. And when I was taking one of the UN classes, I believe it was when I was auditing the level one, at that moment, I was inspired to, and I wouldn't recommend this to everyone or anyone without definite assistance, but I was inspired to just go off the antidepressants. And the UN method and correcting and the group energy, I had no adverse effects and just started really living and feeling life again, and really taking the time to mourn her loss for myself, rather than being a mom and being strong for everyone. I went through a weekend where I took the time and got through it, and now I live a new life. And I don't know,
want to interject here that you know, that it was that you were working towards this for quite some time, and that energetic shifting is no replacement for your doctor's care or you know, psychiatrist care or, you know, or any of that. This is not a replacement for it. And I never, ever recommend that anyone go off any medications without qualified help from their doctors and from, you know, the people that are there to support them.
Yeah.
When people are on medications, it's very important that you seek the medical help and that you work with your doctors to do, you know, to if you have that intention to really do it in a safe way. It's very, very important that people do that. And, you know, and this is really important that we qualify that. Having said that, you know, when we have a loss as such as yours that was so profound, many, many times people have a lot of difficulty facing that, and they don't work through all the emotions that are there. And you, you know, you had been working through that for many, many years on a very conscious level with your doctors and with, you know, with the people that, you know, were there. So we, I just wanted to qualify that. And then I wanted you to continue on with, you know, how it worked out for you.
Yes, I had definitely been reducing the dosage and been getting, I've been preparing, as you said, with my doctor to make that leap. And the after times were, it's like life is clear now, and I believe that you know, I do believe that everything happens for a reason, and I do believe that my daughter was only here for 5 years because in that 5 years she taught so many people so many wonderful lessons about love and strength and acceptance, and you know, and I was ready to live my life clearly and you know, medicine free. So.
And what was the result after you know, you worked through that process? What happened next?
What happened next was that I lost 50 pounds in a very short period of time without, you know, without changing what I was doing in the world. I started to become more neutral and be able to very logically approach the dissatisfaction that I had in my marriage and honestly face up to how I had been feeling for years and take actions to, well, as you say, shift or get off the pot. I mean, it was, here's what I need, and very clearly and calmly in a neutral state communicate what I needed. And when it didn't change, I left. And amazingly, I put the intention out there as to what I desired in the world and what I desired in a relationship, and now I have that. I have that with a man who is wonderful and spiritual, and we both, although he hasn't studied the UN method, he understands, and we use triggers and understanding and clearing and correcting together. Instead of fighting.
Cool. I'm Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. When we return, we will be taking calls from anyone who has a bother that they want cleared. Stay tuned and call in 1-800-930-2819 and make shift happen.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny. My guest today is UN Method Practitioner Patty Kennedy. Patty, can you just share your contact information with our listeners just so that they can connect with you if they want? Your email address, et cetera. I just want to explain that Patty is not at this time has an active website or anything, but if, you know, you're a parent that is going through a situation like that, or, you know, you want to talk to Patty, she's willing to share her information and connect with you.
Absolutely. I am on LinkedIn, Patty Kennedy, and it's the same picture as you have on your website today for me, Colette. And on Twitter, I am FairLady66, which is FairLady66. So you can contact me that way, or again, fairlady66@gmail.com.
So, awesome.
And I'm always
awesome.
Willing
Thank
to help.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Patty and I are taking calls. If anyone has a bother and you want to clear it, you can call 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. I know a lot of the people there in Saskatchewan are at work right now because it's that time in the morning. I just wanted to connect with you some more about, you know, your experiences of this, because I have been sharing this information that we are infinite beings with infinite potential with people because of the extremely wonderful results that I've gained in my own life. You know, the confidence to get out and speak my truth, and the ability to go out in public and speak. I was just terrified, and I've used this in so many ways to better every area of my life. And I just wanted to express that for everybody, that we all have this ability, and that Patty and I are like moms, you know. We were like raising our children, living like whatever normal lives are, whatever you would like to call that. And we're looking for answers to, you know, our spirituality as well as, you know, consciousness, and, you know, and how to improve our children and how to improve our lives and improve our careers and all of that. And, you know, UN Method allows for both science and spirituality to coexist. And, you know, so it bridges the gap of understanding. And, you know, it provides a framework to let go of any limiting beliefs that people have. Do you want to tell us about that, Patty?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I personally struggled with. And just like you said, I've been reading and studying and taking different things for years. And the thing that I struggled with is, you know, there was sort of a gap for me between, you know, energy work is sort of out there and difficult to prove, especially to people who, you know, who don't understand it. They call it your woo-woo stuff, right? And you know, I found that the Yuen method and the way things are explained and the way you're trained and the way you learn the understanding of the body, it really does create a framework and create a better understanding of putting a more concrete concrete understanding and practice behind what we know inherently works. And it's sort of just built a framework under all the behind the things that I knew was working and put some concrete science behind it, and I really liked that.
And it's and also really cool. That you're able to use this at work, you know, and that people were like, because I remember when you first started, you said, "Oh, I don't know if I know what I'm doing here," and this isn't about thinking. This is about feeling with your intuition, and then attaching the perception to it. And you know, so tell us an experience like how you use this at work.
Well, it's funny. Like my job at work is to bring together a troubleshooter. And I have to quite often bring together people from different departments to look at problems that are occurring and have people, you know, define the problem, own the problem, and work together to clear the problem. And so I started out using, you know, clearing the room and setting the intention and you know, just kind of working on the folks who were going to be at the meeting prior to them being in the meeting. And the interesting feedback that I get from people who don't even really know me that well is I'll get feedback and say, "I loved coming to your meetings. It just seems like people cooperate and they listen and your meetings always end early."
Less struggle.
So, and you know, one of the big questions or the big concerns that I have is, as you stated, I don't have my shingle out there. I'm not doing what you do, taking on clients. And that's one of my big questions is, you know, I have all this training. Am I wasting it? And another friend who has who studies a different modality, Lynn Debian, who studies the human design, she said to me, "You know what, Patty, we're all light workers. We're all out there." And she said, "For me, it's easy. I hang out my shingle. People who want this kind of work, who want to, you know, get better, they come to me." She said, "You're out there where it's harder." She says, "You're out there in the corporate world where they don't even necessarily know what they want, and you're doing what you do out there." And that made me feel better about what it is I do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, the number one way to benefit, you know, for financial success and for, you know, cooperation in the workforce is to benefit others and then have that benefit, be willing to have that benefit return to you. And a lot of times people are really strong to giving, but they're not necessarily strong to receiving. And so in the corporate world where it's so important that our relationships are, you know, our financial success basically is very connected to our relationships and our ability to communicate in a strong way and communicate in a way that we are able to, you know, cooperate with each other and have very clear communication. And so, you know, a lot of times what we can do is strengthen that between people energetically and to sort of clear anything that would be bothering people and, you know, lowering the competition. You know, we live in a competitive world, but, you know, and often businesses are competing with other businesses. Having said that, to have the cooperation between the different departments and people taking responsibility for, you know, what's going on, that is, you know, a crucial part of it, you know, and to have the meetings end early, that benefits everybody.
You bet.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I think for me, one of the biggest things,
you know, as someone that's, you know, like that, you know, you're kind of, you've been using this for yourself, and this is really important to acknowledge. This energy work and what we do and what we put forth is for us first and foremost. And as we set an example of ourselves as being strong and centered and stable and balanced in our own strength, and allowing ourselves to be, you know, shine our light, what happens is we are actually giving other people permission to step into their potential also, because the competition is lowered. And when that happens, everybody gets to shine and be their best and to, you know, do, you know, be in a place where you are, you know, being you're putting your communication out there in your best way. You're utilizing your time in your best way, and then everybody around you sort of falls into place in that, because the energy around that supports it. And you know, I know what you've said, you know, because a big part of this is just recognizing energetically whether you are in alignment with your energy. Do you want to explain maybe for our listeners how you experience that?
Definitely. I think one of the key things that you learn in the UN method is the triggers, and what triggers you, what's really yours and what isn't yours. And the more you can become neutral, and the more you can understand, okay, this is a trigger that, you know, it's not even about the person I'm talking to right now. It's about all those times it happened before, or maybe not even in this lifetime. And just clear it. And just clear it, and then be real and be present and deal with what's in front of you with, you know, that calm and neutral energy. And it can work both ways, Colette. Just like you said, it can give the person you're dealing with permission to be themselves. And if a person has a huge conflict with you, they may, and maybe they're not understanding their triggers. They're not understanding what's causing the turmoil inside of them. It can elevate them. But then for relationships, then you have a choice to either try to help them if they want the help, or, you know, to terminate the relationship. And the more you understand about your own self, and the more you're able to correct your own self, the more your confidence and your ability to be the real you is there. And that's where I am. I'm happy with who I am, and I'm fixing the things that are still broken. And yeah,
there's
it's
always
a good
room
place
for improvement,
be.
Right?
What's that?
So we're going to take a quick intermission right away. Do you want to just share your information one more time with our listeners?
Sure. You can reach me at LinkedIn, Patty Kennedy, that's Patty with a Y, or on Twitter at Fairlady66, that's FairLady66, or Fairlady66@gmail.com.
Awesome. And, you know, we're going to take a quick intermission again, but when we return, Patty and I are going to connect with all of you that are listening in, and maybe listening later if you're at work right now. And we are going to do the shift of the week. And what we're going to do is pull the collective together and determine what the leading energetic weakness is at this moment on a general level, and make some more shift happen.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic,
vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. My beautiful guest today is UN Method practitioner Patty Kennedy, and we are going to join forces here to clear some energy for everyone listening in, whether you're listening in the moment or you're listening to the recording later. We are going to identify what is the leading weakness for, on a general level, for people at this moment that and connecting through that higher self network. So, Patty, what are you experiencing right now from the people around you, and picking up energetically at this moment?
What I find right now is that people are really in a state of overwhelm. I think that we expected the computer age and all of these things were supposed to make our lives easier, and technology was supposed to make our lives easier and give us back time in our lives. And instead, it seems to have given us the opposite effect, where we're expected to do more and be connected all the time electronically. And people need to go back to being human beings instead of human doings, and take back their time.
Yeah. And the thing is the overwhelm. So let's just connect with that. You know, if you're experiencing some overwhelm now, it is true. We've gone through a very major shift in particular, just even in the last couple of years. And, all the emails coming in and all of the information coming in, and not just the information, but the misinformation, the misinterpretation, and the misrepresentation of information that's out there. We want to get ourselves strong to that. If you consider yourself, you feel your spine right now, your physical potential sits at the base of that spine. So we just want to strengthen everybody listening in here. And if you feel your spine and you just let an impulse of energy run up and down your spine, put your intention there for a split second and strengthen yourself, that, the anxiety is better defined as you know, the misrepresentation of the, of this information, that we might fall apart, that we might not be able to keep it together is what's coming up. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that you're not going to fall apart, that if we're in overwhelm, we can break it down into smaller pieces so that, you know, if we have a lot coming at us at once, what happens is we have accumulations of this energy building and building and building. And as we're, when that's happening, it's difficult to identify what is really bothering us. And the, you know, the, for the vast majority of people, it's so overwhelming that what they think is the problem energetically is not what they're not in alignment with. So we just strengthen that. What else are you feeling right now, Patty?
Like people feel that they don't have a choice, that they don't have the right to say no.
Yeah, and so we're going to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, all the triggers around that. You know, many, many people who are diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and with, you know, like with, you know, exhaustion or depression, quite often they are, it's more like an exhaustion of their energy, of leaking energy and giving to others continuously. Human beings are delightful beings. And, you know, the vast majority of people are so giving and so loving and, you know, wanting to always give and say yes to everybody else. And it's important that we recognize that we have to put ourselves first, because if we give and give and give and give and we don't receive, what happens is we deplete our energy and we're not in the flow then. What we're doing is we're, you know, giving little pieces of ourselves away. And so we just strengthen for everybody, you know, that you could break any problem down and into smaller pieces and just take what the leading one, the one that's bothering the most, and, you know, strengthen that. And then you go to the next weakness and then the next weakness and then the next weakness, and you break it down and you strengthen yourself on that. If you consider your spine as being like the hard drive of a computer, you are the best computer that would ever be built. And your ability to connect that your brain and use your central nervous system to work for you rather than against you, so that your thoughts are working in your favor rather than you know, making you feel even more less able to deal with life. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, your, the technology that they are, and what I've been noticing is with this technology that a lot of people, I mean, you just learn how to do one system and then they come up with something else, you know? And so, and quite often when I'm working energetically, my technical equipment does not work. And, you know, I've had many computer experts say, well, that's impossible for that to happen. And why wouldn't that, you know, and then they look at it and they're like, you know, I have one computer technician that just finally said, just turn it off and come back in an hour, because he was so frustrated. And that generally does work. You know, we want to give ourselves a chance, just like we would, you know, if our computer's running slow, we take it to someone to get it moving again. And we want to make sure that we're not stagnated in that system, that we're not suppressing what's bothering us instead of clearing it. And, you know, so what else do you feel that, you know, that you're feeling right now, Patty, for the people listening in and for the people that you work with and that you connect with on your day-to-day life?
Well, just more of what you said. It's the fear of, if I don't, then what will happen? If I don't do what I'm told, if I don't do what I'm asked, what will happen to me? How will I survive?
Yes, and so this is really important. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that you always have choice. And we're going to strengthen the triggers, the issues, and the choices around that. You know, I want to thank you so much, Patty, for coming on The Truth is Funny. I really, really, it was so nice to connect with you. And if anyone wants to connect with me, you can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can also go to www.crystallinevision.com. And the first person to email me, you know, at info@thetruthisfunny.com will receive a free 30-minute energetic upgrade via the phone by me. So you can sign up for my newsletter for a free gift on The Truth Is Funny. And I have an MP3 there that explains how remote healing is possible, how this all works on a scientific level. And I also do give private sessions via the phone or Skype, where you can go to crystallinevision.com and book that there. And I also want to send out a big congratulations to all the new UN Method practitioners from my seminar last week. It was so much fun to connect with you. And I also have videos available on The Truth Is Funny for those people that have been requesting how they can learn about how to find their weak and strong and how to energetically shift that. So I just want to thank all the listeners, my guests today, and remember that you are infinite beings. You have infinite potential. Until we meet again next week, bye for now. And I just wanted to say that my next week's guest will be Greg Braden, which is an amazing, amazing individual. So bye for now. And in the meantime, ride the wave of your infinite potential. Shift happens.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, There's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.